everything changes. Everything. Nothing stays the same. It's the nature of the world. Sometimes we think things stay the same. That's because the changes happen slowly. But the changes happen. For example, can I have a volunteer who doesn't mind getting a little wet? If you would just hold this sign, okay? You can stand behind it. This is a stone. Could be granite, could be onyx, could be any number of kinds of stone. And stones just sit there. The next day, if you go out, the stone will still be there. 2 weeks from now, the stone will be there unless somebody comes and moves it. Maybe it's too big to move. But every single day, something happens to the stone. There's water in the air, moisture. Water sometimes comes up from the ground. And sometimes it falls from the sky. A drop at a time. Lots of drops at a time. Now, if you would be willing to stay with me for the next 10,000 years while I did this, this rock wouldn't be here. It would be totally gone because the water, soft and clear as it is very powerful and causes change. Thanks. Let me give you a little Kleenex. Here, let me clean your hair. So everything changes. Water changes. Water sometimes is hard as ice in the winter. Water looks like snow sometimes. Water is in the air right now all around us, and water is in our bodies. Water is in these pitchers. Water changes. Everything changes. There's water down the street. Do you know what that water is called? Olentangy River. Okay, well, do you think that that river named itself? Or did somebody name it? Now, that river has been there a long time. It's changed. It used to be much bigger. Then somebody put up a dam and blocked off some of the water, and now it's much smaller. But it wasn't always called the Olentangy. This is what it used to be called. This is what it used to be called long time ago in the language of the people who lived here. Let's say this together, one syllable at a time. You say after me. Keen, Hong, Shi, Kan, Sipang. Keen Hong, Shi Kan, Sipang. Hong Shikan Sipang. This means whetstone. It means whetstone. And a whetstone doesn't mean a stone that has water on it. It's wet with an H, whetstone. And it's the kind of stone that you can use to sharpen things, to make things sharper. And that's what the river was called after it stopped being called this. The people who moved here from Europe named it the Whetstone River. But then, the people who governed the state, who worked downtown in the state house, decided it would be better to honor the people who had once lived here by giving the name back that the natives had called it, except they made a big mistake. This is what it was called, Keen Hong Shikan Sipong. Now it's called the Olentangy. Actually, the original Olentangy was what we called Darby Creek. And they made a mistake and named it Olentangy and that's the way it's going to be called from now on. Olentangy is also a Native American word, and it means, if you follow this creek to where it starts, you'll find some nice red clay, and you can use that to paint your face. That's what that means. But everything changes. Names change. Rivers change. Even this street has changed. There was a house standing right here once, a big white house. It's gone. But it was here for many, many years. And there was a time when there were no houses except one, the one at the end of the street. It was bought by an immigrant family from Germany, from Koblenz, called the Weisheimers. And they were not the first people here. Someone else had been here before, all the way back in 1815, and they built a mill. Here's the mill. Eventually, the Weisheimer family bought the mill and used it themselves. Now, a mill changes things. It takes wheat, which grows like long grass, and grinds it into flour for bread. It also takes chunks of trees, big thick branches, and turns them into lumber, planks, smooth pieces of wood. And this particular mill did both of those things for many, many years. The Weisheimers bought it in 1865. And for a long time, their house and the mill were the only things on this street, which is now named after them. Although when the Native Americans lived here, there was no street and there was no name. So things change. Things change. You have to let go of what used to be because it's no more. And that's not always easy to do. But the mill had a wheel. And that's what made things work. The wheel went around because of the water underneath it. The water was flowing and the wheel went around. And that made the machines work. And that changed the trees into wooden planks and changed the wheat into flour. The water changed. It moved. It flowed all the time. And the water was deeper back then and flowed very fast. And that wheel went round and round and round until 1910. In 1910, something terrible happened. The coldest winter anyone had ever remembered. And what happened? The water changed and became ice. Ice that was so hard and so thick that it broke the wheel. And that was the end of the mill. And it was torn down. Now the house is still down there, but the mill is gone. You can't find a single trace of it. Sometime if you're driving down by King Avenue and Olentangy Boulevard, you'll see another mill that the Weisheimer family built without a wheel. And you can still see their name on it. It's a beautiful old building, kind of falling apart now because everything changes. We all fall apart eventually. And this was a mill also, but it was run by electricity because by that time there were great engines, turbines, that made electricity for Columbus. And you didn't need the water anymore to make it in the same way down by the creek. So everything changes. And life is about learning to let go of the things that have gone before. Sometimes mistakes happen. The river is called by a different name than anyone ever thought it would be called. But that's what it's called. And we remember what it used to be called, but we don't use that name anymore. Everything changes, and the water that we pour today reminds us of that better than anything else I can think of. And so, at this time, we move to the offering, and then we will have the water ceremony. The wise know that we are the children of water. Our bodies are made mostly of water. Our lives flow through time like streams of water.
The whole earth shines with water. Rivers and seas, rains and mist, clouds and storms. The whole world is made one by water.
And as our water attendants come forward and stand around the table, we celebrate the beginning of the year with water.
Let us bless. Read it first.
Yeah. East, waters of the east flow into this moment. Bring us your message of peace.
Behold, water from the Bosporus past Istanbul on the way to the Black Sea where Asia and Europe kiss. Water from a woman's first trip to Europe as she visits relatives in Den Haag and then scoops up water from a stream in the Black Forest of Germany. Water from the River Seine, where a couple stroll down the Quai d'Orsay, allowing the saving blue light of a Paris April to begin to heal hard memories of illness. Water from a Parisian tap in an apartment in Rue de Verbois in the Marais, where a couple enjoy the gift of an academic sabbatical. Water from the area of the vast palace of the popes in Avignon, France. Water gathered from the morning dew of a 150-year-old grapevine in Roussillon, France, and from spring water served at La Trée restaurant, lifted up in toast by a grandmother in celebration of her granddaughter's graduation. Water from the Orkney Islands gathered at midsummer by two honeymooners not far from the Ring of Brugdar, a place far older than Stonehenge. Water from Booth Bay Harbor in Maine, where three generations gather for a family reunion. Water from the East Coast, from New York to Washington, D.C., where a family shares moments of history and awe between the Statue of Liberty and the Lincoln Memorial. Water from the Atlantic, where a man scatters his late wife's ashes in peace and with love. Water from the District of Columbia, where lovers get to walk marbled halls, see African art, and enjoy themselves in a nightclub that used to be a KGB house. Water from the Adirondacks, where the daughter and mother spend time before the daughter moves out west. Water from Canandaigua, New York, where Unitarian Universalists from two districts gather to deepen their faith and gain insight. Water from a creek off the campus of Fredonia, New York, where a couple live part of the summer with their family and administer and teach in an advanced music camp. Tap water from the famed Chautauqua Institute, where the memoir writing group of this church share literary time together. Water from West Virginia, where a woman whitewater rafts the new river with a lover, filling her life with new excitement. Water from the stream plunging at Falling Water in Pennsylvania under Frank Lloyd Wright's architectural masterpiece. Water reflecting the full moon's light on a night trail at Hoover Reservoir. Waters of the East, bless us all. Say after me, waters of the East, bless us all.
Waters of the South, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of power.
Behold, water all the way from Hyderabad, India, where a couple deepen their relationship. Water from South Africa, from Tugela Falls and Royal Natal National Park. Water from Puerto Rico, where lovers visit family. Water from the canal at Algiers Point in New Orleans, where many from this church gathered to rebuild the city last June. Water from the Atlantic at Folly Beach in the Carolinas, where a family reunion gathers the generations. Water from Topsail Island in the Carolinas, where a family enjoys the shore, remembers vacations past, and grieves the loss of a father who had once joined them. Water gathered during a long trip as a couple learns how long Tennessee and North Carolina are as they journey to visit their youngest son and his fiancée on their way to celebrate a beloved aunt's birthday. Water from Frankfort, Kentucky, where a new mother and her partner move into an apartment so a final year at college may be completed. Water from Subamu, a woman's community near Athens, where a woman who has been ill for a while finally gets to enjoy hiking in the bright summer air. Water mixed with tears from the mighty Hocking River near Ohio University in Athens, where a son and his late father used to share joyful memories of their sequential time in school there. Water from Schiller Park in Columbus, where friends attended a great production of The Dark of the Moon. Waters of the South, bless us all. Waters of the South, bless us all.
Waters of the West, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of refreshment.
Behold, water from the Mimasaka village on Honshu Island in Japan, across the Pacific where West meets East, and where a daughter hears of her grandmother's life there so many decades ago, a time when she was a young girl who also wore pigtails. Water mixed with tears from Hawaii, where a mother sends her son to college near Diamond Head, and from the Manoa Valley on Oahu, where the same son learns to deep water dive and make his mother's heart dive as well. Water, too, from Maui, where a couple celebrates the 40th anniversary of one set of parents. Water from Wolf Creek, which streams through the great Denali Mountain region of Alaska, filled with sights of lynx and bear and ptarmigan and caribou and moose. Water from Mission Beach in San Diego for a last family vacation before older sister goes off to college. Water from Pfeiffer Beach in fabled Big Sur, California, famous for its purple sands. Mother at midwifery conference while family plays at the beach before a family tour of Central California. Water falling down the face of an impossible stone cliff at Yosemite. Water from Santa Fe, New Mexico, where a woman revels in a professional conference exploring the connection between art and mental health. Water from Rocky Mountain National Park, where a couple gathers water from Chasm Lake after a long hike under towering Long's Peak. Water from Colorado, where a grandson lives with his two mothers. Water that evaporated quickly off a Phoenix, Arizona street, where a woman stood her ground in support of immigrants marginalized by a new law. Water from the Grand Canyon, where a group from this congregation vacationed at an auction condo. Water from General Assembly in Minneapolis, where, besides meetings with fellow Unitarian Universalists, a family reunites by the St. Anthony Falls on the Mississippi River. Water from Kankakee, Illinois, where young adult members of this congregation gather at the annual Opus Conference with peers new and old. Water from Riverside Hospital, where healing hands and hearts restore a woman's body, soul, and spirit, creating greater mindfulness and thanksgiving. And where also a grandchild is born, grandmother helping to deliver. Waters of the West, bless us all. Waters of the West, bless us all.
Waters of the North, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of communion with the whole world.
Behold, water from a family cottage near Indian River, Michigan, on the inland waterway between two lakes just south of the Mackinac Bridge. Water from a kayaking trip near some small islands on the north shore of Lake Huron. Water from a family cottage at Markham Lake, Minnesota, where friends spend a good time together even without heat or hot water. Water mixed with tears from Midland, Michigan, where a family gathers to mourn father and husband, and from Ludington, where daughter eases widowed mother through her first few weeks. Water from a tap in suburban Detroit, where a man sits with his ailing widowed mother for many days. Water from Madison, Wisconsin, where Unitarian Universalist musicians gather to support and learn from each other during an annual event. Water from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, one of many places a couple took their exchange student from Brazil, a woman they now miss very much. Water from Lake Michigan at the Chicago docks, where a woman enjoys a training session for her new job after a very long time of unemployment. Water taken from the far north end of Alum Creek, where a couple, while kayaking on a reservoir, are blessed with the rare sight of a bald eagle perched on a high limb stretching out off the face of a cliff. Waters from the north bless us all.
Waters from the north bless us all.
Now may these waters be taken and poured back into the earth, which is our common home, in order that we may do this with the full strength of love and memory. Let those who have lost a loved one in this last year, since the last water ceremony, come forward and join Eric, Jolinda, Ross, and I. Anyone who is grieving, in fact, may come as you define your own grief. Come to this table and then follow us to the scatter garden as we pour the water of our communion, our love, and our tears back into the earth. For such is the gift of love for people who love. You may come forward as everyone else sings the beautiful elegy number 336 in the hymn book, a poem written by Anna Akhmatova. After the blessing and the final choral song, the rest of you may enter Fellowship Hall for refreshment, and those of us who go outside will meet you there in a short time.